From the interim director, Employee Benefits Division, requesting authorization to execute a 3-year contract extension for administration of Milwaukee County's prescription drug coverage with Medco. This item was also referred to the Committee on Finance and Audit, and they approved this item by a vote of 6-0.
Good morning, Mr. Schrader.
Good morning. Jerry Schrader, interim benefits director.
And Matt Hanchett, employee benefits manager.
Just a couple comments on item 10. The request before you is for a 3-year extension of the Medco pharmaceutical services contract. We have had discussion between Cambridge and Medco over the course of several weeks, and they are projecting that there's a total of $2.8 million savings for 2011, with subsequent savings in the next few years based on price concessions. The endorsement of the employee benefit work group is based on discussions we had on RFP process, and that our belief that the RFP process could not yield greater savings than the extension of the 3-year contract. So that's what we bring before you today.
Full approval.
Concur.
Concur with finance?
Yeah.
Supervisor Bryson and Supervisor Bryson.
Thank you. My question is just in light of the changing landscape going forward with respect to our employee benefit levels, do you have any concerns or reservations about entering into a contract extension of this length?
Not really. Matt can respond to that, but all I know is that we have appropriate language, safeguard language, being put in the process that would allow us to revisit the contract at any point that there's the state budget impacts our process.
Madam Chair, members of the committee, we've asked for a number of provisions in here to safeguard us with the length, and we actually specifically asked for this length to keep it in sync with our upcoming medical RFP, so we have the ability to bid both pharmacy and medical, either jointly or independently, when it comes up in the next cycle. The other thing that we insisted on and received in this contract was a market check provision, basically allowing us, beginning in 2012, to go out on an annual basis, request alternative bids, and we have a requirement that Medco must keep their pricing within 1% of the most favorable alternative bid. Those are all steps to safeguard against any issues with the length. We also have increasing concessions in the price and the rebates that we get from pharmaceutical manufacturers as the contract reaches later years in the contract. So I feel we've done an appropriate job of containing that risk.
What are the contract termination provisions?
We have a couple of contract termination provisions. The first is the right to reopen if we enter into any sort of coalition or joint purchasing agreement where we're bringing in a significant number of lives to the plan or changing the overall volume. We can reopen the terms. The other language in it, I'll have to get back to it. I believe it's either a 90 or 180 day out clause, but we do have it in there.
Okay, thank you.
Supervisor Brink.
Thank you, Madam Chair. On the fiscal note, which I believe you prepared, Mr. Hanchett, on page 34 of our packet, under D, subsection D, there's a description, further detail about the cost reduction assumptions for the, both the current year and the subsequent year and even 2014. And I understand it so far, but I do want to ask you to explain briefly the very last line, normal inflationary trend will likely offset savings in future years. Do you mean that the inflationary trends will impact the current and subsequent year or 2014, 2015, if it was to be extended? Could you explain that briefly?
Sure. Again, Madam Chair, members of the committee, any time that I express savings and benefits, I'm typically expressing them relative to our current pricing. So all else equal, this deal is $2.8 million more favorable this year. Of course, that doesn't necessarily always translate on a one-to-one basis to the budget because we have a number of moving parts. we could have a spike in utilization, with significantly more people using medications than we've had in the past, or change in the drug mix, switching to more expensive drugs. Similarly, we could have a change in our projected inflationary trend. And then the last piece of this is that despite these savings, we will still have trend increases year over year. We haven't stopped inflation. Drug trend typically comes in anywhere from around 6 to 7% on the low end, up as high as 12% when you get, or more when you get into specialty drugs. And that still will incur. This is just relative to our current pricing.
Thank you, Manager. I understand all that. The question I was asking, what I guess, was more about what you anticipate the normal inflationary trend to be, what's built into the contract, and whether or not that's holding so far. And bottom line, I'm trying to understand, given that line, I understand about headcount, utilization, all that, but whether or not under the inflationary estimate at this point, whether that 2.8 is still realistic or whether the 3.7 is.
Again, Madam Chair, members of the committee, at this point, it's a little early to say.
Okay.
We haven't had our first quarterly report from our actuaries yet. And even with a first quarter report, that's still early in the game to be projecting out data. A more reliable report's usually about the midpoint of the year.
How close were we for the last year with our projections versus what we ended up with?
I would have to go back and check that. As the whole, the medical plan came in very close to our overall projections. I believe it was within around $1 million of our projected amount, but I haven't broken that out into a pharmacy subset yet.
Okay. Well, we can just follow up later. Okay, thank you, Madam Chair. Was there a motion to concur, I believe?
Yes, there was a motion to concur. And I'm just, if Supervisor Schmidt.
Yeah, just a question which we talked about yesterday. In receiving the movement, I mean, this is an area that county government came self-assured a couple years ago. We've saved millions of dollars, like $12 million a couple of years ago as far as our health benefits are concerned, and going with Medco now too, a portion of that. Do we monitor, or the trends seem to be changing? I mean, you know, we saved millions of dollars, but we're still going up, you know, 7, 8%. We used to have double-digit inflation in our health, and that was not unusual, and the health benefits would be coming up soon. So are we satisfied with the trends and where we're going and projection? Is there more competition now? Medco, for example, it seems to be a win-win. Maybe you could comment on this from my limited experience. You had to put a lot of information out, and initially I mentioned this yesterday just briefly, a number of seniors calling saying, well, they didn't like the fact that they had to go through the mail because now they lose their, you know, personal touch with their pharmacy, and the local pharmacy loses business, which is a difficult thing because I had a relationship too. But the medications you get, I mean, you're getting, you know, they give you 3 months supplies for 1 month cost, and then, you know, our cost got to be better too. So there just seem to be, you know, really a lot of pluses in this program. But, you know, they call and they monitor. Do we monitor as well to make sure that our constituents, our people are getting the right information from Medco too, or how involved do we get and how happy are with that whole process? So there are several questions there, I know, but projecting for the health, too, are we in better competitive situations? Is Medco a good example of this? Thank you, Madam Chair.
Sure. Madam Chair, there were a number of questions in there. I'll try to knock them off one by one. With regards to competition, pharmacy benefit managers are basically an oligopoly. There's really three viable pharmacy benefit managers, maybe a fourth. All of them specialize in different areas. Medco in particular focuses on their clinical management as a way that they drive down costs, in addition to, you know, the simple numbers being volume purchasing from the drug manufacturers. I don't foresee there being a big influx of viable PBMs coming into the market. Really, the choices are quite limited. That's part of why we're considering foregoing the RFP process in this. We basically know who our choices are. The other question with regards to the performance of Medco, I'm completely satisfied with the job performance that Medco has had so far. We do have performance guarantees built into the contract, money in the contract at risk that has to be returned to us. they did not have to return a single cent to us for those performance guarantees, and that is a very good thing. They've met all the expectations that we've let in our, that we've put in our contract to date over the past 2 years. With regards to mail order, it's a little bit of a transition for people getting used to mandatory mail order on maintenance medications. That said, it's been very smooth. We've seen very minimal calls coming into the benefits division on this issue. We should see an uptick coming up shortly in April because they do have the ability to get three fills at retail before they have to switch. I anticipate that and have prepped my staff for it. But I have no reason to believe that Medco is not taking every step possible to communicate this and educate our members.
And just in general, I mean, we're not talking about health today, but just since you heard a projection on that, where we're going in that area too, more, you know, the key has always been if there's more competition, the rates should go down in all these areas, particularly the health area. I just like your opinion on what you're looking at here in the future.
With regards to medical, yeah, similar to pharmacy, it's very early in the year to tell how we're doing relative to our projections. We won't have a real accurate picture for a couple months at least. Competition, there's conflicting views on how much that impacts pricing in this area. You still have the same pool of patients, and you have that so much more infrastructure. The more people you bring in, that same pool of patients have to pay for. So, you know, while you have one force, the competition driving down price, you have the infrastructure driving it up. So it's really hard to say. There's better minds than I trying to tackle that question. The other curveball in this is, you know, we still don't know what's coming out of Madison exactly, and that's certainly going to have an impact on all these plans and our performance. And that's probably going to have a greater impact than anything with competition in the market.
No, but thank you, Madam Chair. Thank you.
Anyone else? Otherwise, I'm going to try one more time on the Bruins question. I'm looking at the chart, and you're showing that current year $2,840,000 reduction, and I assume that's a reduction from the budgeted assumption. So if Mr. Mansky were here giving us the snapshot as to where we are, would that $2.8 million savings be reflected?
All else equal. I'll have to add to that. Yeah, if our projections follow true on utilization, we would have $2.8 million less expense in our pharmacy plan than we planned coming into the year.
We like getting good news once in a while. So.
What are you saying? Don't
Yeah, I hear you.
What I'm saying underneath that is don't plan on spending it.
Always a good idea.
Those chickens are having hash.
Had to get that up. Thank you very much. Good report. I appreciate it. Do we have a motion?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Madam Clerk, call them.
Borkowski.
Aye.
DeBruin.
Aye.
Schmidt.
Aye.
Rice.
Aye.
Sanfilippo.
Aye.
Madam Chair.
Aye.
6 ayes, 0 noes. The motion to concur with finance and audit is approved.
Thank you.